Connacht Rugby live match commentary brought to you in association with Murty Rabbits Galway, the ultimate rugby venue. Late night entertainment every Friday and Saturday nights till 2 a.m. Visit Murty Rabbits Instagram for more. Murty Rabbits, proud to support Connacht Rugby.
European Challenge Cup action for Connacht this weekend as they travel to Pau in the south of France to take on Section Pelouse in the round of 16. It's knockout rugby. If you win, you go forward. If you lose, you go home. The match kicks off at the Stade de Hamou at 5:30 p.m. Irish time next Sunday. And there'll be full live commentary here on Galway Bay FM, and we'll have build-up tomorrow Saturday and also on Sunday. And let's now have a look at the team that Connacht have selected for this game. 15, Tiernan O'Halloran. 14, Shane Bolton. 13, David Hawkshaw. 12, Bundy Aki. 11, Shane Jennings. 10, Jack Carty, the captain. 9, Caelan Blade. 1, Dennis Buckley. 2, Dave Heffernan. 3, Finlay Beelam. 4, Joe Joyce. 5, Niall Murray. 6, Cian Prendergast. 7, Seamus Hurley-Langton. 8, Jared Butler. And the substitutes bench, 16, Owen de Butler. 17, Jordan Duggan. 18, Sam Elo. 19, Dara Murray. 20, Connor Oliver. 21, Matthew Devine. 22, JJ Hanrahan. 23, Tom Farrell. And after that team was selected and announced, and just before Connacht jumped on the bus to Dublin Airport to start their journey to Pau, I caught up with Cully Tucker, forwards coach. Cully, you're nearly about to get on the bus and get going on this. It's a pretty long journey down to the south of France. It's knockout rugby. Is it a different feel around this sort of game?
Yeah, very excited feel. Like when you look at both games last week, you've a long journey as well. So we're used to it in that respect. But yeah, very excited to be back on the European side of things and against a quality outfit like Pau, who are going very well in the top 14. So we've had a good training week and yeah, we're massively looking forward to get going.
Yeah, they've had a couple of interesting games. Their last two games have been away games, and they have come within a few points. They were very unlucky. A bit like Connacht right at the end of the game against Toulouse last Saturday night. It was a harum-scarum match, but they really went with an attitude to Toulouse, which sometimes you don't see sides in France when they play away.
Yeah, look, they're a quality side. They have some fantastic individuals, but I think collectively they're really very impressive. They've obviously got a good culture in the club because they fight for each other massively. Good coaching structure as well. And when you look at a couple of metrics across the board, but one of the things that stand out is they're the top tacklers in the league. And people that tackle like that means they care about the club and they care about their teammate. And, you know, it's a very impressive stat. And they're a very impressive team. Not many people go to Toulouse and push them to the wire like that and come out very unlucky on the other side of it. So it's a huge challenge ahead for us.
They've made a few changes looking at their side. They've mixed and matched maybe a little bit more than you would expect. But I suppose after those two games, because they played Clermont the week before and only lost that away by 3 points. So is that an opportunity for Connor to exploit the fact that some of the players that are there wouldn't maybe be starters?
I think with all top 14 sides, the most important thing to mention is they've all quality squads across the board. And we're still going away to their home ground. So I don't think the challenge is any more hard with that team that they've picked. I think it's still a very, very good team. When you go through some of the names, you know, still two quality props there. You know, halfbacks are still unbelievable quality, excellent quality in the back row. That's all I see across the board, to be honest with you, is quality in their side. So regardless of who they pick, it's going to be a massive challenge. And the biggest thing for us is that we get our own mindset right. You know, we had a very physical performance last week from the boys, brilliant reaction to the week before. So we just have to show up again, and that's the most important thing for us. The best thing for us is not even to read their team sheet and just focus on ourselves.
Well, having a look now at the Connacht side, there's two names stand out. Finlay Beelam at 3 and Bundy Aki at 12. They're key players for you. They're back from Ireland duty, international rugby. they must be an important part of your planning structure for this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Like their experience, their international quality, it's massively important to us, and they've shown that through the week. But I'd also comment to say, I think Jack Ainger's been outstanding at 3 for us, and I think Cahill's been outstanding at 12 for us as well. And they have big futures in the game. So having those lads back is brilliant. But, you know, we have to acknowledge the centres that we have behind that as well, like Dales and Faz as well, Sam Milo at tight head, Dom Robertson McCoy at tight head as well. They're very important parts of our squad. So it's brilliant having the lads back, but it's important to acknowledge the work that the guys have done before that as well.
Is part of the plan for this week, it's important that people just don't, particularly maybe in the back, say, well, we leave it to Bundy. They've got to follow him if he's in a leading role, but they've got to also get their own game absolutely spot on. You can't, it's a 15-man game minimum.
No, absolutely. And, you know, the lads have to fit back into our system, and they will fit back into our system, and they'll lead from the front. But as I said, I think the boys have done a great job while they're away, so they just need to concentrate on getting themselves right, focusing on how they prepare themselves to perform. And, you know, they'll follow the two boys, and the two boys will follow them at different parts of the game. It's the nature of what we're about.
Shane Jennings starting as well on the wing. Came on and was impressive last week, so it's a great opportunity for him.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I know Shane a long time, since he was 15, 16-year-old in Ballinasloe. You know, comes from a great family, and I've seen him progress over the years, and it's a great opportunity for him. Every time he's played for us, he's never let us down. You know, a quality player, great athlete, was an excellent hurler in his day as well. So, yeah, we're very excited to see what Geno can do. And he's trained well this week. He'll be ready to go. And as I said, he's never let us down. He's always actually contributed hugely to the game. You look at Edinburgh last year. Mm-hmm. He had a couple of huge moments when he came on. Brilliant against Glasgow when he came on. So, and again last weekend. So he's never, ever let us down. And he's always impacted positively. He's a guy with huge potential.
And another one is Matthew Devine on the bench. I mean, we've been hearing about Matthew for quite a long time, so this is a big opportunity for him. When he gets his opportunity, could be an important part of the game to sort of close it out. So that's exciting as well, just to see another local player come through.
Yeah, another guy I've known since he was a young guy, 15, 16, through Ballinasloe, through Garbally. You know, they produce some great players. His father, Mike, player for Connacht himself will be very proud looking down on it, but very, very proud watching him.
Mm.
So look, Matty's been training constantly. He's a very confident young man, which is brilliant as a 9. He's been, obviously had a great 20s campaign, and he's been quietly working away, doing all his what he needs to do to progress and develop, learning off the guys ahead of him, and you know, he gets his opportunity, and rightly so. And again, we're looking forward to seeing what he can bring to us.
Have you specifically referenced to the team this week that, you know, last week it got away right at the end? It's happened a couple of times this season in different games. Has that been something that's been, you know, maybe brought up as a, you know, you really, it's an 80-minute game if it's a tight game, and it's an 80-minute game anyway, but you really need to close out when you've got yourself into a lead in these situations, because this could be a very, very tight game.
Yeah. Hindsight is wonderful, William, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I suppose closing out a game, of course, we need to close out the game. But I think there was reasons for that. It's not just the end of the game. I thought in the second half last week, we just struggled to get down the field at times. And ultimately, that's what cost us, not maybe a defensive slip-up at the end. I mean, the emotional side of a game can lead you to look at the last minute or so. But ultimately, our job is to look at the overall 80 minutes. And we had plenty of other chances in there. I think the most important thing is, we got a lot of stick from a lot of people after the Lions game, and you know, we fronted up last week unbelievably well against an international team. I thought the boys were magnificent and very, very proud of them. But ultimately, there was parts in that second half we needed to be better in. We reviewed it very, very hard on Monday, and we've moved on hugely from it, so we've got to take those learnings. Is this going to be a close game? I'd imagine it will be a close game, and hopefully we'll see those learnings in practice. But ultimately, when you lose something in the last minute, it doesn't come down to the last minute. There's definitely other items through 80 minutes that probably affected the result, you know.
And what are you expecting in this game? What do Connacht have to get really on top of here with the analysis you've done on Poe?
Well, as I said to you, top tacklers, Very, very good lineup, both sides of the ball. They're up in the top statistic wise there as well. They can see the least penalties of scrum, very effective scrum as well, the third most effective. So you go to France, you have to get two things right. You have to get your set piece right, and you have to get your physicality right, ultimately, and especially defensively with some of the athletes they have. If the game gets a little bit loose and they start getting offloads, it makes it very difficult. But will they get purple patches? Of course they will, and we just have to be able to hang in there at times, get back to our systems and get back into the game. But ultimately, our set piece and our physicality has to be on point to win any game in France.
So that's the Connacht team and their opinions. Now let's have a look at the side that Section Pelouse Pau have chosen for this match. And they line out as follows. 15, Jack Maddox. 14, Thomas Carroll. 13, Elliot Rudel. 12, Jael Vatuba. 11, Amanasi Tumaba. 10, Joe Simmons. 9, Dan Robinson. 1, Ziggy Fisholi. 2, Yuri Delhommel. 3, Sayate Tokolahi. 4, Gwilym Ducat. 5, Lakima Tagadavalu. 6, Martin Push. 7, Theobald Hamono. 8, Sasha Zegur. And the replacements, 16, Lucas Ray. 17, Hugo Paru. 18, Goran Papides. 19, Steve Cummins. 20, Fabrice Metz. 21, Reese Hewitt. 22, Theobald Dubagna. 23, Axel Depre. And I'm delighted to say that we're talking to number 6, Martin Push, the captain. And let's hear what he has to tell us about this game and where the selection has come from.
Good. Hello, Martin. How are you?
Hello. Good, and you?
Oh, very good. So it's Connacht are en route. We're traveling tomorrow. Okay. It's going to be warm or hot when we arrive tomorrow anyway in Pau.
Yes, it's 30 degrees today and it will be 30 degrees tomorrow. So bad luck for you.
Well, I don't mind because it's about 10 degrees here and we have a major weather alert for tomorrow with wind and rain and stuff. So
Sunday, the weather is more clement. It's okay. It's 20 degrees.
Yeah, for match day. That's better. Everybody can cope with that. Pau having a really good season in the top 14.
Yes.
And that was a fabulous game against Toulouse last week. I know the result went the wrong way for you, but that was really enjoyable to watch. How do you think the team have reacted to that?
But at the end of the game, there are a lot of disappointment. But after a week, we think 1 point is really good for the future of the championship. So after the game was hard, but now we are happy to come back with 1 point in Toulouse because Toulouse are the leader of the championships, and I think not a lot of team will be have a bonus defensive in Toulouse. So it's good. It's good for the table.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Connacht have played in Toulouse. It's an intimidating place to go. And yes, and Connacht had a similar result last week against Benetton. It was a try right on the 80th minute that cost them the game. So both sides, I suppose, are looking for a little bit of redemption here.
Yes.
How important is the Challenge Cup to you, considering how well you're doing in the top 14?
The truth is, the main focus is in top 14 because it's in France it's really important. But we are qualified for the challenge. It's last time we qualified was 6 or 7 years ago. So the main focus is top 14. But we really want to play the Challenge Cup and go as far as possible. So we are really motivated, but it's a final game. So you lose, you continue. You lose, you stop. You win, you continue. So It's a good game, but because we are not qualified since 6 years or 7 years, it's important for us, yes.
Yeah, it's the same for both sides. It's knockout rugby, which brings a different excitement or pressure, I suppose, as you go along. Does it have a different feel when you're getting ready for a knockout game?
Oh, yes, of course. It's not the same pressure for a top 14 game because we have the pressure of the result or the table or the result of the other team. A game like this, you give 100% and you see at the end. So it's why we want to play rugby. So it's the best game of the game like that.
Do you think it could be an open game? It could be a real sort of end-to-end, both sides going to have to... You can't go out here and play defensively. You've got to go out to win.
Yes, of course. I think we are two teams at same level. I don't know really, but I think we are the same level. And because of the ref and the ref in Challenge Cup, in European Cup, it's not the same in top 40. In top 40, there are a lot of time off. So in Challenge Cup, you play more, you play a lot. It's more enjoyable to play and more enjoyable to watch too. So we know that Connacht play a little bit like the Irish team. They play a lot of games. They play a lot. The ball in play is really high. So I think it will be a good game to watch and to play.
Yeah, well, we certainly hope so because we're really looking forward to going over. We try to travel to cover the games here on Galway Bay on the in Europe. Now you know Galway.
Yes, I know.
Because your partner Hannah is from this neck of the woods. And you've been to the sports ground. I don't know if you've seen any rugby here, and I now have to call it the Dexcom Stadium. But
yes,
I've got to get that right, otherwise, because I'm actually sitting in it at the moment. We've just done some interviews here, so I don't want to get thrown out for getting the name wrong. That adds. I am assuming that Hannah and your two children will be hard behind Section Palouse on Sunday. There won't be any Connacht support there.
I don't know. Maybe my partner will be for Connacht and my kid for Section Palouse, but I don't know. I don't know yet. But yes, it's funny that we play Connacht because Anna, she's born in Galway. She grew up in Roscommon, so it's not exactly. I don't know. Is Roscommon in the Connacht? Yes.
Oh, it is. Roscommon is very much in Connacht. Roscommon players here, the Murray brothers, who you'll be seeing.
Okay.
They're from Roscommon. Let me tell you, it might be just in Roscommon, but they're from Roscommon.
Okay,
so that's great.
Perfect. It's funny. My father-in-law is here for the game too, and the uncle of Anna is here too, Michael. So. They are sleeping in the house, so we are two fans from Connacht in my house. So it's funny.
Well, that's excellent. Well, Michael is our Connacht, is our Galway Bay colleague, Rafferty, yes. Who does the football for us.
Yes,
Galway United and stuff like that. So that's introducing him. So yeah, there's lots of connections here, and I've also seen a lovely video of Eloise, I think. Spotting your picture on the side of the bus where they were advertising the game. I thought that was really fantastic. She was so excited about and seeing it. What are we expecting crowd-wise, Martin, do you think, on Sunday? And what sort of atmosphere are we going to have?
I really don't know if the stadium will be full or sold out, but I think because it's on Sunday, it's different for the fans. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen for the crowd, but I think there will be a lot of people. I don't know how many Irish there are, more than fans of Section Palouse, sure, but I hope there are the most people possible.
Absolutely, and I hope it's good and noisy and loud, because that really comes across on our broadcast. And there's quite a few Connacht fans have travelled from here. And we'll also get Connacht fans from France. People turn up at any game we play in France. They come from everywhere. And the people from Connacht, living down in that part of the south of France. And when you see the temperatures they're getting and what we're getting, I can understand why. What do you think that the biggest strengths are that that section will bring to this game?
It's not easy to say, but we are a team with a good confidence at the moment, so we need to keep going. And I think maybe because of top 14, maybe we have a small advantage with the scrum and the lineout. Maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure, but because the URC is more, it's a different championship, so you play more rugby, you are more ball in play, and you are less focused on the static phase. Maybe we'll be better on the scrum and on the lineout, but it's not sure yet.
Martin, thank you for talking to me. We're looking forward to traveling over. We are definitely looking forward to the heat. Well, especially tomorrow, I can tell you, and to get away from our storm warning here, which is quite nasty. I hope we catch up when we're over there. Have a great time. Have a really good game. And I hope it's a cracking match. And thank you for talking to us.
I hope too. Thank you very much.
So that's both teams' opinion on this Challenge Cup knockout game. Full live commentary here on Galway Bay FM at 5:30 on Sunday afternoon. That's the 7th of April. It's a 6:30 kickoff time in the Stade de Hamou in Pau in the south of France. When it kicks off, referee is Andrea Piardi from Italy. Assistant referee one is Federico Vedovelli. Assistant referee two is Alec Frasson. And TMO is Matteo Liparini. They're all from the Italian Rugby Federation. Can Connacht continue in Europe, or is this where their European season ends? Do join us for the match. And through the weekend, we will have build-up from Poe as we fill you in on the details. It kicks off Sunday at 5:30 p.m. and we'll be on air around 5:20.
Connacht Rugby live match commentary brought to you in association with Murty Rabbits Galway, the ultimate rugby venue. Late night entertainment every Friday and Saturday nights till 2 a.m. Visit Murty Rabbits Instagram for more. Murty Rabbits, proud to support Connacht Rugby.